Thank you for listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. Join us as we dive deep into personal stories, gain wisdom from Scripture, and be inspired by amazing guest interviews. Our goal is simple: to help you deepen your personal walk with Christ. At ALC, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that cause growth. This podcast is one of the ways that we strive to help you become the hands and feet of Jesus in your everyday lives. Thank you so much for joining us again on the ALC Daily Podcast. My name is Pastor Jared Pollard.
And it's Pastor Benjamin Davis.
And before we get going on what we're going to be talking about this week, we just wanted to give you all a big thank you because of your support. We have now crossed 65,000 listens.
That's a lot of listens.
Did you ever think that people would listen to us 65,000 times?
I did not. We started this in the 2020 era just trying to communicate to our people since we weren't gathering. And who would have thunk that it could grow to 65,000 listens?
That's pretty crazy.
That's a lot of listens.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Wild. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Look, we're going to do some. Let's see if it'll show me this. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Over.
He's got all the stats because of how he hosts it now.
That's right. Let's see. Let's see.
Did you know that Apple Podcasts are not the main way anymore? It's still how I listen.
They're not.
But Spotify's taking over.
They are not. Oh, it won't show me. Yeah. Dang. Well, we usually average about 120 unique listeners per week. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of people. I was hoping to give a more impressive number because I feel like our all-time unique would be larger, but you know.
Yeah.
We're limited, so limited by what they can do.
Yeah. We like these podcasts because as pastors, some of the successful pastors of old, what they would do is they would meet with people in their families, in their homes during the week. Well, the American population is just too busy for that. So what this gives us is the opportunity to be in your heart, in your ear, as you're getting ready in the morning, when you're driving to work, when you're out on your walk, when you're getting ready to stretching for your run. That's what I do when I'm stretching for my run. This is my first podcast I listen to. It just gets us, it lets us in right where you're at in your life. And, and we appreciate you letting us in.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Powerful truths you need to know about heaven. We'll do three podcasts on this. When I did youth, I found that people were really fascinated with heaven. Youth, you start talking about heaven and they have questions. You think that's still the thing today? Think people still want to know about heaven?
Yes, they do.
I think they do too. But before we get launched, we have an ALC Recommends. And I love the album Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs by Shane and Shane. And we may have recommended that in the past, but I am still using that for my prayer time. I still put that on as the background. I find that that actually facilitates prayer for me.
Yeah.
So Psalms, Hymns, and Spiritual Songs by Shane, album by Shane and Shane. I really like that one. They've also got a hymns one, but
they have lots and lots of hymns ones actually now.
Yeah, so. Which is cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about powerful truths you need to know about heaven. And I'm going to launch with an Old Testament scripture from Isaiah 66, verses 1 and 2, where Isaiah talks about heaven. He's, thus says the Lord, heaven is my throne.
I got to interrupt you.
Yeah.
I feel like I should read this so that it sounds a little more epic.
You're going to use your James Earl
thus
Jones.
Thus says the Lord. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What is the house that you would build for me, and what is the place of my rest? All these things my hand has made, and so all these things came to be, declares the Lord. But this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. Isaiah chapter 66, verses 1 and 2. I should go get like a commentator.
You should.
Job just for this section, these few days that my voice is like
this. If you've got a frog in your throat, you may as well use it for something profitable, right?
Or you got to do like the action thing or what is that? Caught in a storm that nobody could have expected or something like that. You got to do the whole action sequence. It'd be worth it.
Okay, so thank you for reading that in your deep, dark voice. Yeah, that's good. Okay, the first powerful truth you need to know about heaven is that God, who is in heaven, rules in heaven, and heaven created all things on the earth. And that's a game changer if you just think about that. Spiritual created material. Mm. Now, the reason that's important is that if you can grasp that heaven created the earth, earth didn't create heaven, heaven created earth, spiritual created material, then you begin to see not only did it create earth, it governs earth. Spiritual governs material. Grasp that. Spiritual governs material. Then you can go to the next one. God, who is spiritual, created everything in the earth. A lot of people believe that. But what is less commonly believed is that God is actively involved in everything in the earth. And that's what Isaiah is trying to bring out. What he's trying to say is, heaven is where God's throne is at. Earth is his footstool, meaning he's involved. He's involved and he's ruling, he's controlling earth from heaven. And of course, the Bible bears this up with story after story after story. I think the most recent one I read was where Moses, goes to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh's being stubborn, and the word of the Lord is, Pharaoh, I could have killed you by now, but instead I just chose to harden your heart to keep on displaying my power so that when my people finally get out of here, they will remember that it was by God's power and a great display of God's power that I pulled them out. And I'd like to be Pharaoh and receive that word.
No, so, thank you.
But God is controlling things on the earth by his spirit. Now, Pharaoh's advisors actually got to the place where they said to Pharaoh, Pharaoh, stop fighting this guy. You're going to destroy the whole land of Egypt because God is with this guy and we're out of control. You know, there's something going on here that we have no control of, so just stop it. You know, of course, Pharaoh didn't listen to him. You know, I suppose there's a team lesson in there somewhere too. But, I like that. Then the other thing that I really like about this is that it says, but this is the one to whom I will look, he who is humble and contrite in spirit and trembles at my word. Now it's going to tell you where heaven is going to come and get involved. Heaven loves to get involved in the earth where people humble themselves, are broken and repentant, and they tremble or fear God's word. So heaven gets involved with specifically with those people. And so we want to be one of those people, right? We want to be one of the people that heaven gets involved with. Yeah. So if you want more heaven involved in your own life, get repentant, humble yourself, get broken, and God's spirit will pour out on you, and you'll see more of heaven in your life. So this is a truth. Now, we want to go to heaven, but before we get to heaven, we want heaven interacting with the earth, right?
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that in some days to come. Okay, but let's see if we can get a couple of practical applications before we close this session off. What are some areas that we see people need to humble themselves, be broken, and fear God's word? In other words, just acknowledge, hey, I need God, and I'm willing to change to get God. What are some areas where we see that people need to do that to get more of heaven in their lives?
Yeah. I think in what you consume. Need a little more fear.
Yeah, you're talking about Americans now.
Yeah, and what we consume.
Consumers.
I think people in general, and I think my mind kind of goes towards media and news and conversations even, things that you let get within you. And it's a, what is it? Computer principle, garbage in, garbage out.
Right.
I don't think on a whole we have a lot of fear of what we consume.
I have a lot of fear of what I consume. I had to start in my own life. In the early days, I had to start and say, I don't need to ever consume pictures of scantily clad women, period. Mm-hmm. I've only, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That zero consumption in that area.
Yeah.
So let's eliminate that. And that was healthy for me. That's good for my marriage. You know what I'm saying? I've got a beautiful wife. I don't need none of that. Mm-hmm. Then I moved on to, I went through a season where I consumed the news in about 20 different formats. Mm-hmm. And it becomes a hobby after a while. Mm-hmm. But then I began to see fruit that I didn't like.
Yeah.
So I decided, you know what? I need to stop consuming that. And so I stopped consuming that. And by the way, you know what I find is that if you'll stop consuming something that's not healthy, you'll fill it up pretty fast in another area.
That's true.
You know, I mean, you really, and then more recently years, you know, social media. So a lot of people do, I don't know, what are people doing? TikTok or, I'm not as in vogue.
TikTok,
I do.
Instagram, Facebook.
I enjoy Twitter because I can shape it exactly how I want it. And
you sound like a millennial.
Oh, do they do that? Yeah.
Millennials love Twitter. Millennials,
really?
Millennials keep Twitter alive. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought they were all on TikTok and
that's younger.
Else. Oh, that's younger.
Uh-huh. It's not that they're not on TikTok.
Okay.
Don't want to speak for all millennials that may be listening to this.
Okay. Well, I enjoy Twitter. It's my social media of choice. Mm. And
you mean X?
Yeah, it's X now. I don't know. You know, you learned it as Twitter, and I get why they're going to go to X, but now it's an X on my phone. But I hone the content to stuff that I want to see, which mine is about 90% related to stocks and football. And so that's fun. But within those, now I'm adding animals. Mm-hmm. And although with animals, like I watched a cougar hunt down a crocodile the other day on Twitter. That was really cool. But you know, these days AI could be creating that. You don't know if that's real footage anymore. Mm-hmm. And so yeah,
the largest bulk of Twitter users are between the age of 25 and 34.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So I'm in with the young people. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to be popular in young people.
You are in the 7.6% range.
Oh, I'm rare.
Of users.
Wow.
Way to go.
I've always wanted to be rare too.
You're unique.
I don't, yeah.
And then the other larger portion is 35 to
44. Okay. So. All right. Well, I'm 50. I'm almost 50. I'm 57 by the time this podcast will play. So there you go. But I enjoy it. But what I notice is that the social media assumes I want to see some things. Mm-hmm. And I don't. Right? And so it's going to occasionally throw some things at me that I'm like, you know, I don't want to consume that. And so X gives you a lot of control and I can just say, I don't want to consume that anymore. And, so get that away from me. And that's nice. But I am very vigilant about, you know, I don't want to consume that. That's not material that I'm interested in because I don't think that's going to produce good fruit in my life. Mm. So, I want you to, that's a great point. I'm just going off of humble yourself in what you're consuming, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other areas. We find that people come down for prayer. I was at ALC New Grain, preached down there, and people came down for pray for my finances. People mm-hmm. came down, pray for my family. Somebody came down and got a miracle with an administrative miracle that let them, you know, get their family to mm-hmm. have more influence. That was great. Mm-hmm. Somebody came down and prayed for physical healing. The point is they're humbling themselves mm-hmm. and saying, I need more of God help in this area. And that's what it's all about. Yeah. So we encourage you, heaven created earth and heaven rules earth and controls earth. So what we want to do is interact more with heaven and we'll see earth get better.
Thank you for joining us on the podcast today. You can join us on Sundays at our South Campus at 9:30 and 11 a.m. and at our New Grain Campus at 11 a.m. For more information about ALC and our small groups, please visit our website at abundant.us.